Hello, this is Stacy Heaton, Executive Director for the Ohio Aviation Association. Thanks for joining us today. We're continuing in our conversations with members throughout Ohio to find out what OAA's efforts mean to them. Today, we're having our conversation with Nick Belluardo. Thanks for joining us, Nick. How are you doing today?
Good. Good afternoon, Stacy.
Let's start off by telling our audience how you're currently involved in airports.
So today I am up at Cleveland, where I work as the aviation and airport planner for the airport. I also run a small FBO at Wadsworth Municipal Airport and serve as the co-founder for AeroTrek Flight Academy. And we have a small maintenance shop there as well, where we work on aircraft. So it really depends on the day and the hour, but right at this moment, I'm up at Cleveland.
Tell us how you got involved with OAA.
So I went to my first conference when I was still a student at Kent State. It was very welcoming and attractive place to be, and I've been, you know, hanging around ever since.
I'd like to turn our discussion to OAA's primary advocacy. As you're aware, Nick, we work very hard to advocate for maintaining funding and increasing funding for airports and aviation-related issues in Ohio. Wearing your airport hat, can you tell me what those grants have meant to you?
So I think we'll start with the Cleveland Airport perspective and the Commercial Service Fund that was funded by the state for $500,000. I mean, we just finished that application for funding a few weeks ago, and it's the first year that we've seen that funding. And to the airport, it shows support from the state, which is appreciated, and we look forward to that program continuing, and we hope that we can see it grow. And that's a good message to take up to the airport district office in Detroit when we talk about, you know, where we're getting our local match, because it shows it's not just Cleveland Airport as a standalone, but, hey, the state's in this with us as well. Funding on the GA level, you know, the state makes available, as you're well aware, kind of two different pots for GA. We have the direct award, and they committed to matching all grants 5%. You know, I've had the pleasure of working for airports that are financially pretty sound and ones that are scraping a little bit. But when you have 5% of your project, and now the local match is only 5%, and the FAA is chipping in 90, and we can start thinking about projects that were just out of reach beforehand. And we've seen that at Wadsworth with the paving of our main runway, 220, where we were looking at a $2 million project, and that was a big ask for the city to come up with 10% of that project. And the state had generously funded that one. And from the direct award, we used that on our 10-28 runway, which is our crosswind runway at Wadsworth. And the real benefit I feel to those direct award programs, and they're almost, I don't want to say they're more important, but they have a little more flexibility to them in that, as an airport, our crosswind runway 10-28 is a huge asset. It's small, it's short, about 2,300 feet and 38 feet wide. But the pilots that are based at this airport really like it. I mean, it gives them a way to get home when the weather's got a 25 knot crosswind on the main runway. It gives them a place to practice their short field landings. But it was in poor shape, and we certainly didn't want to lose it. And so this year we applied for that state direct award, and the state helped pick up the tab on that one as well. And so now we have two excellent runways at our airport that, you know, certainly wouldn't have been able to be achieved without the state assistance there.
Thanks for sharing the stories about Cleveland and Wadsworth, Nick. In our eyes, these are success stories. It wasn't too long ago that the Ohio Airport Improvement Grant Program was only funded at $800,000, and that $800,000 strictly went to general aviation airports. We have been successful at increasing that funding and opening up its eligibility. So as of the time of this recording, funds for general aviation have increased to $6 million, and funds for the commercial airports is at $500,000. So we've heard your views while you're wearing your airport management hat. Can you put on your business hat and talk to us about what OAA means to you then?
The mission of OAA here and really advocating for that increase in state funding is critical to our business. We already discussed the runway rehabs. When a pilot comes to us, whether they want to learn how to fly, or they're flying their aircraft in for maintenance, or they're just stopping in on their way across the country to buy fuel, the first thing they touch at the airport is the runway. I mean, that is truly the front door to our business. And yes, that lies within the public sector, but as the business on the field, that's our front door. And that goes across all conditions at the airport. You know, what kind of shape is the terminal in? What kind of shape is the hangars in? The taxiways, the runways, what kind of approaches do you see at that? So overall, you know, the condition of the airport's critical to the success of our business. It really is, it's that image. And when we see those dollars come in, you know, we talked about the main runway, and the state chipped in on that, the FAA did, as well as local match. When we take people up in the airplane with the flight school, and having a nice, fresh painted runway and nice aircraft, it builds a sense of security and a place they want to be and a place they want to fly. So it is critical to us. So it makes a big impact. It's really this virtuous cycle of, you know, the better the airport looks, the better business we do. The more business we do, the more fuel we buy. And that goes back to the city's fund. And now the city can fund more projects at the airport and use that money to match more grants. And we've seen that at Wadsworth, our fuel sales have gone through the roof in recent years. It made it a place for Cleveland Clinic to want to base their operation at.
That cycle you mentioned is a great example of economic development in the state of Ohio. Nick, thank you so much for taking the time to share your stories and educate others that are listening. On behalf of the entire OAA Board of Directors, thank you.
Great. Thanks, Stacy.
Thanks for tuning in. And if you want to learn more about the Ohio Aviation Association, head over to our website, ohioaviation.org, where you can learn more about our advocacy efforts, our annual conference, our legislative day, and other events.